Bridget Spider for breakfast. 92.5 Triple M.
Alrighty, first podcast for the week, and it is a star-studded affair. I tell you what, we have a genuine rock star joining us on the show today, Kenny from Birds of Tokyo. He's in isolation, so we'll see how the other half do it, how rock stars do it.
Yeah.
We're all in this together.
I wonder if he plays board games. Does he play board games? Because we had that over isolation here over the weekend, and I'm not happy. I'm doing a spray on some of the board games out there, but sometimes, not only just on the board games, the people. The people you play the board games with.
Your family.
It was never going to go well.
Yeah.
It was never going to go well. Yourself, your beautiful wife, Cherie, in Boston, doing board games together. Who is the biggest cheater? Also, look, if you risked your lives and voted for the mayor over the weekend, we'll talk to the official mayor of the Gold Coast and what his first order of duty is. Tom Tate joins the show.
Yeah, re-elected for a third term. He's going to be on with us. Big podcast starting now.
The heavy-duty plastic is on the studio walls. Bridge has a full-body wetsuit on.
How do I get this on? Is the zipper at the back?
And we're ready for the spit-flying, saliva-filled wave that is Spider Spray.
Yeah, I want to have a crack at, and we're talking about isolation and people living in confined spaces at the moment, and it's a challenging time for some, but something that really gets me, and look, we play a game every morning, name that year, and one thing that we never do, Bridge, is cheat. I don't like people that cheat, and we've never cheated in that game, and yeah, okay, I'm sitting on the bottom, but that's okay. I don't mind that one thing. I do have an opportunity to look at answers every now and then, but I'll never, ever, ever would I cheat.
Hang on. There was one day I was away and you decided it was quadruple points for everyone that was there. That's cheating.
Yeah.
That's changing the rules.
No, that's not cheating. That's just,
in fact, just this morning, Rod, the newsreader's not here this morning, and it just was miraculously double points.
That's right.
Yeah, but that's not with the answers themselves. The answers are up, yeah. So, you know, playing board games here with Cherie and Boston at home and Trivia Pursuit can't really cheat. You know, you can steal a couple of pieces of pie and try and hide them, but they know that. Dominoes, another one, I just love setting them up and setting the track, you know, set it up all around the house and
and
knocking them down. But one thing that gets me, and Connect Four, you can't really cheat at. All you do is laugh at the person that loses because it's just a simple game. Now, there's a couple of games that annoy me because Cherie and Boston often cheat. I don't know how they shuffle the cards, but in Uno or Uno, whichever way you want to do it, my rules are, and these are the rules we got to stand by if you cross the borders of either Australia, New Zealand into Australia, or even from Queensland into New South Wales. You can't put draw fours on draw fours. Simple rule.
What?
You can't have draw eight.
What do you mean?
Yes, you can't do that.
Yeah.
I don't know the rules.
And you draw 12.
I can't help you out here.
Yeah. So you cannot go draw four, draw eight, draw 12. You can't draw two, draw four, draw six. So one cheating there. And then Monopoly. The game of Monopoly. You play it for hours and Cherie goes, oh, no, because she's the banker and she saves all the money. And then suddenly she wants to put not one, but two hotels
you can't do that.
On a property. You can't. Thank you, Ben. You cannot put two hotels on one property. So people at home, do not cheat in board games. Even Scrabble. Cherie will sit there and do all these words. I wouldn't have a clue how to spell them. And then she goes in there and she claims all these words and they're not even, like, names. Are you allowed to have names? No, you're not. So she's cheating.
So it's not cheating. It's just different rules, right?
No, it's cheating.
I reckon you're cheating too.
You're just pointing the finger.
Oh.
I don't cheat. I do never cheat.
Listen to him. Listen. Good morning.
Oh, Bob. Yes.
Oh, hello.
He is the biggest cheater ever. This is how we spell beautiful. B-U-T-I-F-O-O-L. And then an E because it was on three letter score. Three word score.
See?
Seriously, he's the biggest cheater ever. And Dominoes, he stands him up and flips him over. That's not the game. The game is by the numbers, and you place them flat by the numbers. He's a cheat.
This is so good having Spider
this
broadcasting from the same house as Cherie.
No, from the kitchen. Oh, it's so good.
No. Never try and play Scrabble if you can't spell. It's the worst game ever.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
The local council elections, as controversial as it was, went ahead over the weekend, and the winner of the City of Gold Coast joins us right now. It's Mr. Tom Tate. Re-elected. It's Tom Tate.
Ah, Tommy! Well done, Tom. Congratulations. Another term. But look, the city at the moment really does need that that leader, that somebody that has been in the game, and it's a tough time. But well done on a good win.
Yeah, thanks, mate. There's no doubt about it. Straight back into work today and start looking through what else we can do to help the community. You know, even little things like, you know, we want our parks to have hand washing, you know, everywhere, sanitizer in the toilets, you know, all the fundamental things we've got to look at. The homeless, we've got to look at that. And of course, the bigger picture is the retweaking the budget to suit this kind of environment.
Tom, it's like you said yesterday, this isn't a time of celebration. It's about rolling the sleeves and getting it done. How was the vibe? It must have been a lot different to since last time you won.
Oh, very much so. Then again, you know, each race has different flavour. And the 2012 was, you know, very high quality standard with three sitting councillors. And it was a victory that people said, like, you know, I came from behind. This one here, it's basically minimal spend, concentrating on COVID-19 and, of course, Ruth's health. So the election wasn't in the forefront of my mind. It's basically people know who I am, what I'm willing to do, and you know, leave it to their wisdom. And that's just a totally different atmosphere.
And, Tom, looking at, there's a lot of the divisions aren't decided yet. They're still counting a lot of them, and which is good because that means people are very passionate and competitive. But what do you... How do you kind of start really looking at the city? Because what you do now, it's going to be totally different in 2 months. It's going to be totally different in 6 months. You realistically, you've got to act just on the now, because in 6 months, the city's going to be in a totally different headspace.
You're right, Spider. And that's getting ready to recalibrate every time the Prime Minister and the Premier has adopted a different strategy to combat this COVID-19. And what it means is that look at what resource we have available. It just doesn't mean money. It means our personnel. Now, we've got a lot of health workers there. Do we take over the community hall at Albert, clean it up now, and that becomes a testing centre? Now we've got more testing kits. Our people who works on roads, stop on that for a minute, go and help the police down the border and control the border. They're the sort of things that outside the ambit of normal council work, but it's no longer just council work. It's really Queensland and protecting our territory from COVID-19.
Well, you already have your task force up and running. What do you think about the other candidates? I think it was poor taste that Mona Hickey came out of the weekend basically saying to those who voted for you, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you people? Actually attacking the voters over it? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I understand all that. But all I could say to everyone who puts up their hand, whether it's a mayoralty or candidates in different division, I want them to focus now on serving the community in another capacity. If they're passionate in another local part, forget about the race you didn't win. Start on the race how you can help the city and add value to the city.
Yes.
Forget lamenting and this and that. It's not about you. It's about the city. So let's move forward like that, you know.
Yeah, well, Tom, you know, as the people's man to the mayor, I've got your back. Don't worry. I'm here to help
here
you.
We
you
go.
Know where to find us, 13 27 10. Anytime you want anything, Tom, you give us a ring, because as the people's mayor, I'm more than willing to, you know, like, I'm right behind you.
Here we go.
Yeah, I know, Spidey. And, you know, you've got the selection election or something for music. Now, can you put on, my first request, can you put on John, I'm Still Standing for me?
Oh, there we go. Hey, John, I'm still standing.
As the mayor and as the people's mayor, I can do anything you want. It's on, Tommy. Enjoy it.
Good on you, mate. Thank you. See you, guys.
Yeah, bye. Thanks, Tom. And love to Ruth, too. It was amazing seeing her stoic standing there next to you and all the poor bruises on her face from her fall. But I love to Ruth.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. I'll let him know.
All right, he's on the phone now, Ian Kenny from Birds of Tokyo.
How are you finding it? Because we've seen that you've been able to get together through, you know, technology, play a couple of songs for all your fans. Is it difficult, or it's you enjoying it for what it is?
Look, to be honest, it's both. I think anybody who's having to find that, you know, they're going to stick with these sort of strict social distancing things that are put in place, it's new, it's different, it's very weird. For us, you know, we take it upon ourselves to try and create something for our fans, and we're going to do as many of these videos as we can pull together and just try and stay engaged. We kind of feel like we're doing our bit for everybody else who's kind of stuck at home, you know.
That's really nice. Are you in a creative space in isolation, or you got a bit of a lull going on?
No, I'm lucky. I'm in a surf town about 3 hours south of Perth. There's only about a population of 5,000, so I still get to sort of go out as long as I don't really interact with anyone and surf every day. So I got to say, where I am, I'm fairly inspired, actually, to be honest.
Okay. So you're not doing what those other celebrities are doing, you know, in their $14 million mansions, crying because they're so upset they're going to be stuck at home.
Not really, no. No.
Outside of, you know, putting music together, what are your interests around the house? Do you get out in the garden? Do you like your cleaning? Do you like a little bit of cooking?
Cooking is a big one. Yeah, I think everybody who's stuck in the house at the moment is going to take to the kitchen and start either cooking up their favourites, or if you're anything like me, you'll experiment and get things horribly wrong, sometimes horribly wrong. But it's part of the fun. But, you know, outside that, man, it's just hanging out with family. You know, it's just a very strange time. And I think for everyone, I think inherently find it very hard to, you know, stick to these sort of social distancing sort of things that are put in place. It's just not natural. It's very weird. If you're a homebody, you'd probably find it a little easier, but I think it's the fact that you can't. Us as human beings, we always, as soon as someone tells you you can't do something, you kind of naturally revolt against it and want to do it. So, yeah. You know, you just, I think everyone's just bubbling around the house and everyone's just doing their bit, you know.
Later on in April, you're releasing your sixth album. Is it a good time or a bad time? A lot of you know, movies have been delayed, but at the same time, people can't get to cinemas, but a lot of people can download music. So that many people stuck around the house could actually be a better thing.
Who knows? It may work in any band's favour who's about to release new music. We're going to go ahead as planned, like you said, from home or wherever you are. You can still access music and still access your streaming, all that sort of thing. So, and if anything, it'll give us further sort of reason to do more online content and sort of further engage, and also tell the story of the record. I think that's going to be a good platform for us, to be honest.
Well, music soothes the soul. That's the go. You could put on your own music while you reno your house.
Now that would be a video of me. That would be a video to post me sort of vacuuming the house to my own music. That would be quite a thing.
That sounds too much like work, Kenny. You're listening to your own work. Well, we're looking forward to it. There's new songs on there that no one, well, you've heard it, but no one's heard them before. Human Design, April 24, it's coming out. It's great to have some more new stuff from the Birds of Tokyo, and we hope that you use your time productively in isolation there, Kenny, and hope to see you back out on the road really soon.
Absolutely. Hope to see you guys as soon as we can, yeah.